We like to settle for our opinion or that of others about ourselves, excluding everything God thinks and has written about us. And our lives can change completely when we have the complete vision that He has. Hey everyone, I'm Santiago Lopez, and this is a journey through culture, emotions, feelings, thoughts, through our daily lives and through Jesus. And via storytelling and conversations, we will share a part of ourselves with each other to keep growing and to keep learning. This is Decisiones Desorientadas. What a pleasure to have you here, Ella Dumoulin. Bienvenida.
Hello, everybody. Hello.
How are you?
For having me. I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. A bit nervous, as you know, but I'm great.
You got this. You got this.
Oh, we do. So, what can you tell us about, I don't know, trusting in our own opinion about maybe ourselves or maybe other things?
Yeah, so firstly, I'd like to start off by saying, like, people, obviously, I'm a student here in Russia, I'm studying in Russia, and when I tell people that, they're like, what? Why?
No, wait, we have to start, because people don't know, some people don't know, where are you from? I mean, we have to tell the whole situation. It's okay. Not only about studying in Russia.
Introduction.
Uh-huh.
So, hello, everybody else. My name is Ella. I am from Botswana, which is a country in the southern part of Africa. And yes, that's basically it. I study in Russia. Yes, I study in Russia. In my second year, I've only been here for 4 months because obviously with COVID, we're not allowed to come into the country. So I did my whole first year online, which was quite interesting. Not the best, but we made it work. It was great. And now I came here and yeah, it's only been 4 months and yeah, it's great. It's great. I'm loving it so far.
Yeah, I think you have had enough experiences in 4 months to talk about this.
Absolutely. I think I've had enough to talk
for
about.
For example?
Just standing out. So obviously I am black, which I can feel it. Like I can feel it when I'm out walking in public. It's like people stare at me and I'm just like, hi. But they don't stare at me like in disgust or like they're like, ew, who are you? What are you doing here? They stare at me mostly because I stand out. Maybe they've never seen a person who looks like me before. So they just, it's out of curiosity. It's not a thing of, no, what are you doing here or anything, which is something people from back home don't understand. They think that, why are you in Russia? What are you doing there? Like, those people are racist. Don't go there. And I'm like, guys, it's okay. You know, it's really okay.
So they told you that before coming to Russia?
Yes, a lot, like even strangers. Like, you know how you are in public and you just have little small talk with random people, which is what we do back home. And they'll be like, yeah, so where do you go to school? And I'm like, I go to school in Russia. And they look at me like, what are you doing? Why Russia? And the honest answer to that is, I don't know. I don't know. God led me here. I obeyed the Lord and I just came. Most of the people are just like, Russians are racist. Don't go there. You will probably not make it out alive. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But
I heard the same when I was in Colombia, because yeah, racism is not only about, let's say, black people, but everything. I mean, you being Latin in Russia, this thing and the other. So at least for me, I was kind of getting ready to that, for that to happen before coming. But it's, yeah, it's, I mean, it's not like that, or not anymore. Maybe in the past, I don't know, but it's not like that.
Not like that anymore. No, I don't think so. Because when I got here, I just, it's just the stairs and people taking pictures here and there. I've had some random lady pull me and get a picture of me. Like, I just saw a camera in front of me and I'm like, ah, what's going on? I'm like, what's going on? What's this? And she just took a picture with me and I'm like, oh, okay. Okay.
The difference is clear. I mean, we always joke with, wow, don't we look like Russians, or what's the thing?
Yeah, like, I'm definitely Russian. Like, do I not look Russian?
Of course. You look like from Moscow. I don't know. Yeah, I think it's just about curiosity, because as any culture, this is maybe something new. Even, for example, in Colombia, when we see a person who is really white and blonde and with blue eyes, we can think that it's a foreign person, because we're not used to it. So it's, I guess it's just the same.
It's out of curiosity. They don't think, if anything, I definitely feel more like accepted and more beautiful here, because people actually, they point it out, they tell you, people come up to me, they're like, oh my goodness, you're so beautiful, which is something different, something that I don't get as much when I'm at home. So, yeah, don't be afraid, guys. Don't be afraid.
Yeah, it's not a problem. But were you, like, in this post before you came to Russia? To this kind of, they could be racist, they could be this or that.
Absolutely. Obviously, when people are talking to you about it, like, people are saying, Russians are racist, it's going to get into your head. It got to me. It got to my head. I started thinking and questioning, God, is it really what you want me to do? Do you really want me to go to Russia? Why are so many people telling me that I shouldn't go there? Why are so many people pointing out the fact that Russians are racist? And I was just confused. Like, should I go? Should I not go? Because people were getting into my head. But I just feel like I prayed about it so much. I prayed about it and God allowed it to happen. So I'm here definitely for a reason, and God led me here. Can never question the Lord. Never.
Yeah,
never.
Right. I mean, we already know that. And yeah, it's just, you have to accept it even if you don't understand what's going on or why. He knows all the things. And that's it.
Yes.
So, next. Do you think if the situation was the opposite, would that affect your opinion of yourself? How is it, I mean, how powerful is the opinion of others, or how powerful it was maybe in the past?
I think it's more to do with the past. Like,
yeah,
I used to be a very I wasn't as confident as I am right now. So if it happened in the past and I came here, like, then when times were a bit tough and when there was racism, then obviously it would have gotten to me, because obviously I lacked a lot of self-confidence and I didn't have much of self-esteem. But I don't know, I guess all things work out in God's timing, honestly, because God knew exactly what he was doing when he brought me here at this specific time. Even with the pandemic happening, like, I was also like, and a pandemic, am I not supposed to be there? I mean, really, what's going on? But my prayers got answered, and I thank the Lord that I'm here. I'm really having a good time here. I've made amazing friends, and it's great.
No, definitely. And more because you came to Russia during, like, a gap of time. I mean, they allowed people from Africa to come into Russia, and it was just, like, for a month, and they closed the borders again.
Exactly.
So it was definitely the answer to your prayers, of course, I would say.
Absolutely, and I thank God. I really do. Another experience I've had here, like, something that's totally different from back home, besides the pictures and the staring, is the fact that the curiosity as well. Like, honestly, people also touching my hair. I've had so many people touch my hair.
I remember, yeah, I remember.
Like,
one.
I'm just, you, I think you've seen one person touch my
hair. One person. Yeah.
And was... I don't know. Some people have a problem with that, but personally, I don't. I don't think people should be touching people's hair without permission. But it's not a big deal for me. But I really do. I think they should ask for permission before they touch it.
Of course.
I mean, really. It was just very different. Very, very different. And being of darker skin tone, I think they also point it out more and think I'm really cool, which is something that I don't get when I'm at home. When I'm back home, I feel like, honestly speaking, they appreciate more lighter skin toned people. And sometimes, obviously, it gets to you, like your confidence is not as much because people around you are light skinned and you're wondering, what's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? But I learned to really just accept myself, accept and love myself the way that I am. I've been fearfully and wonderfully made by the Creator. I mean, what more? Imagine. I'm just like, if people don't love themselves, how does it make God feel? Honestly, imagine how it makes God feel. Yes. So let's just...
Exactly, because, you know, he doesn't make mistakes. If he decided to create you the way you are, it's because of something. I mean, I'm pretty sure you are beautiful in his eyes. And absolutely. Because he knows it's just his perfect, his lovely creation, and you're not loving that.
Imagine how it makes him feel. It's like a pain. He feels pain when we don't look at ourselves the way that he sees us. So it's really, really important to have that self-love for yourself. Love yourself and look at yourself in the mirror. And I think it has to do with your mind. If you change your mindset, honestly, I think that's what helped me a lot, because I used to struggle a bit with self-image. But once I changed my mindset and decided, you know what, I'm going to tell myself that I'm beautiful. I'm going to tell myself that I'm worthy of being loved and all of that stuff. That's when everything, the way that I saw myself, changed. So tell yourself that you're beautiful and you will see beauty in the mirror, you know?
Yeah, you're totally right. I mean, it's just about taking the decision to do it. And at least for you, I think, for you being a Christian, this is also a big plus, because, you know, you have on your hands, like, his picture of you, you know, how he being God loves you. And it's like, okay, if he being God is loving me, why wouldn't I?
Exactly. So,
That's the thing. I mean, if you sit down and you consider that, there's no way that you don't love you.
It's just
his perfect creation. That's it.
Yes, absolutely.
And what else about Russia? Russia, do you want to tell us with your experience with the language, for example, moving to a new country where even the alphabet is different?
Yeah, that is that is very, very hard. Like, the Russian language is extremely, extremely difficult for me. I started learning it obviously when I was back in Botswana, because I started learning the Russian language, and the alphabets themselves are not as bad as the language. I mean, the alphabets, I got to understand them quicker than I'm understanding the language. And yeah, it's taking a lot of time. Like, I'm struggling. I'm really struggling to learn this language, but I will do it. I'll get it done. I hope.
If you keep studying Spanish, I don't think you will get Russian, you know?
I mean, Spanish is easier, okay? I love Spanish, just saying.
It's the best language, I guess.
Yeah, well, okay. And the weather. I came from like a hot, hot, hot country. And now I'm in a cold, cold, cold country. I got sick like 5 times. Like,
I think more than 5. I think more than 5.
I don't know what's wrong with my immune system, but it's because of the change in the zones and adaptation. I'm not adapting that well to the weather here. But I will get it done. I will heal.
Yeah, I hope you will, you know, because it was enough. This whole process of adaptation could be difficult, but I think it's also in our hands to make it not that hard to take, to also make what we are supposed to make do what we're supposed to do, to make it easier for us. Maybe it's a whole process. I think we will always have to take some process to adapt to anything. Could be, I don't know, a job, a new place to live, some new people, could be anything. And I think it's quite important to know how to handle that. I don't know, for example, it's not only about that idea of racism back home or the language or the weather. I mean, it's a whole thing that you have to deal with since you came to Russia 4 months ago. Mm-hmm. And it's just, I think you're doing great. Of course you are.
Thank you.
But it's never that easy. I mean, not everyone can deal with that, with those things the way you're doing. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, what's the key, what's the secret to do it?
Definitely a positive mindset. Like, having a positive mindset absolutely helps. And for me, it's Jesus at the center. Like, I cannot do anything. I am nothing without Jesus. So Jesus is the key that I hold to unlock everything that I need, whether it's happiness, whether it's joy, whether it's literally anything. I put Jesus at the center, and that's where I get all my happiness from, honestly, and my positive mindset. It's Jesus.
So yes, I totally understand the thing with Jesus in the center, and I totally get the way Jesus can help you go through the whole process or through any proofs. And for example, the process of adaptation for me was the same, adapting to Russia, being a Latin, and well, you know it. But now let's pretend that I'm not a Christian. I mean, yeah. What would you say to me? How would you try to approach me? And why should I follow this same Jesus you're following?
I think I would first ask the question, like, are you truly tell me that you are happy right now? Like, are you really happy, you know? And I'm pretty sure, not to be like whatever, but I'm pretty sure your answer would not be yes, because honestly, we all as Christians, we get our source of happiness should be and is Jesus. So that's how I would start the conversation. I'd be like, you know what, you're not truly happy because Jesus is not at the center of your life. Your source of happiness should come from Jesus. It should be Jesus. And give your life to him, because that way you can experience eternal life. You can be happy. You can be truly, truly joyful. And your life will change. Honestly, your life will change drastically in a positive way. So, yeah, that's how I would. I mean, talking about Jesus in Russia is interesting. I think you know this.
No, of course I do.
Yeah. So what's the learning? It's still a learning curve, but we just need to allow Jesus to speak through us and be obedient to God.
Yeah, totally. And I have myself as an example. When I was not a Christian, and I had this idea of happiness, which I think about that now, and I can say, I mean, yes, I felt happy during that time, let's say.
Yeah.
But now I knew the real happiness, the real meaning. I mean, for me, it was impossible to reach this level in the past without Jesus. I mean, I'm not trying to say that people without Jesus and without God, they're not happy, because they are. They are happy, they can be happy. But when you get to know Jesus, you can, let's say, experiment a different level that I think as humans, it's impossible to reach.
Yeah.
Without him. So that's what I would like to say, because I have like the two sides, you know?
Yeah.
Trying to be happy without him and being happy with him.
Yeah. And there's a huge difference.
Ah, there is, of course. Of course, there is. The same with love, for example. You think that you love, but when you get to know Jesus, you know what love actually is.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
But yes, basically. And thanks to your example of adaptation, being a black girl in Russia, just that. It's not only about skin color, but about culture things, about language, about weather. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just about anything. Also, you grew up in a, let's say, Christian environment, I think.
Yeah, yes.
And now we're here.
That's what I was trying to say. Like, it's different. It's very interesting because in Botswana, most people are Christian. So it's normal to just talk about Jesus with even like random people. Like, it's totally normal. Mm-hmm. And here it's like, it's a bit scary. I don't know why. It shouldn't be scary, but it is.
Yeah, it shouldn't be scary, but it is. Because,
yeah.
I don't know. So you don't want to be rude to other people, but mm-hmm. sometimes you're not being, but it sounds like you're being. So, yeah, it's a bit more difficult, I guess.
Yeah, and some people would take offense, and that's not our intention. Our intention is not to offend you, of course. It's just that we love you and we want you to experience the love of Jesus as well. And yeah, I don't understand.
Basically, it's about that, you know? We don't want to be selfish. I mean, exactly. If I'm happy living my life this way, maybe you can try. It's your decision. Of course, we're not going to judge if you don't do it. I mean, but I just would like to share it to you. That's it.
Exactly. That's the thing.
But yeah, it was wonderful having you here today. Muchas gracias.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you
for having
Hopefully
me.
Hopefully you'll be here again. We'll see.
Yes, absolutely.
And yeah, that's it. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless.
If you came this far, thank you so much, because when you could be doing anything or be anywhere in the world, you decided to be here. So yes, see you in the next time, and we are always one message, one word, and one click away. Goodbye.